chair. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Honorable Mamarahane, Honorable Lodge, Honorable Monarch.
Present.
Dango.
I'm back, Chairperson.
I'm back, Chair.
Thank you. Honorable Team.
I'm back.
Okay. Honorable Team.
Yeah, Chairperson.
Okay. So a message from Honorable Board of Affairs. She said she will join once she's done with her motion. She wrote from the church. Okay. Mr. Bazia, can you please flight the performance protection?
Recording in progress.
I think we will to go to technological protection measures, ne? Is that correct?
Good evening.
Oh, okay. Let me hand over to Advocate and DDG.
Thank you, Chairperson. We also discussed this exact same definition when we did the Copyright Amendment Bill. The proposal was in respect of aligning it with the treaties, the three-step test, and to make sure that there's sufficient protection. And the response that we had on the Copyright Amendment Bill is the same as we have now. These definitions have been very carefully crafted to make to ensure a balance between the rights of copyright owners and users. I referred the committee when we did the Copyright Amendment Bill to the situation in America, where they have very strict definitions around this, and they have severe challenges on certain freedoms, the ability to take your product to any person to fix it for you. Like if I want to take my vehicle to a mechanic down the street, versus having to be forced to take it to the manufacturer to repair. So because of all of those things, the recommendation from our side is that the current definitions in the bill are in fact balanced, very, very carefully considered, and should be retained. Thank you, Chair. I think that the department may want to add to that. Thanks.
Thank you so much. DDG?
Thank you, Chairperson. The advocate has attended to the issues that we discussed previously, and we also recommend no amendments. Thank you.
Okay, thank you very much. Honourable members, can we then vote that the recommendation that no amendment to the wording of the definition recommended? Those in favour of that, please raise your hand.
May I proceed, Chair?
Yes, please.
Chair, those that voted in favour of accepting the proposal as follows. For Northwest, Honourable Lansman. For Gauteng, Honourable Dango. For Northern Cape, Honourable Moimang. For Free State, Honourable Mashodi. For Eastern Cape, Honourable Hai. And for Limpopo, Honourable Mamrahani.
Okay. Can we please lower our hand, Honourable Members? Roland? Oh, you're voting against. Those who are voting against, please raise your hand.
We have one against, Honourable Roland, for Eastern Cape.
Thank you so much. If you can, okay. Those who are abstaining, please raise your hand. Those who are abstaining, please raise your hand.
Chief, for now we have one. for KZN Honourable Battersea.
Okay, noted. As the Honourable Matt Tebula is not on the platform, Honourable Taffin is also not on the platform, Honourable Postpof also not on the platform. Okay, thank you very much. We now move.
Can we just try to call him to find out where they are, Chief?
I'm not sure whether they can. Maybe you can check. Maybe let's wait for maybe 2 minutes. Because you are also responsible for counting the votes. Let's allow 2 minutes just to check members who have not logged in yet.
Can I try calling Honourable Bashaf and Honourable Matabula with no answer? As I see that there is a message from Honourable Tafini to say that there's a network challenge because she's on her way to Parliament.
I think that was that message I sent a long time ago. I was so it in that chat. So she's not going to be in Parliament by now. That was before we break for lunch. You want to try again?
We'll do change.
No, please.
Chair, I've been kicked out.
Yeah.
I have network problems. If I'm kicked out, please check on me.
Oh, okay. We'll do that. Are you succeeding, Ms. Solomon?
Okay, Ms. Boshoff has actually indicated that she's in. She said that she did send a message to say that she was going to be a little bit late joining, but she has since joined the platform. I'm busy texting with Tafi now. She's getting back to me. I haven't been able to get hold of Ms. Matabula, but we can proceed, Chi.
Okay, thanks. Okay. We're moving now to royalty. Advocate Faname.
Thank you, Chairperson. There is a proposal for a definition on royalty, but it is possible that the mandates got mixed up because royalty plays a bigger role in the Copyright Amendment Bill and has been dealt with there. There's nothing in the Act or the Performance Protection Amendment Bill that defines, there's no definition for royalty, it's not in any of the clauses, not in Clause 1, and we would not recommend that any definition be added. Royalty has a dictionary definition in the Performance Protection Act as such. I'm not sure if the Department would want to add anything, but we would not recommend any amendment here.
the DDG.
Thank you, Chair. We agree with the advocate, and also to say, even in the treaty where royalty is used as the wording, it is not defined. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Honourable members, can we then vote in favour of that the definition is not recommended, the proposed amendment to a definition is recommended, to agree with that, please raise your hand.
May I proceed, Chair?
Yes, please.
Chair, those who have voted in agreement for Northwest, Honourable Lansman, for Limpopo, Honourable Mamrahani, for Gauteng, Honourable Dango, for Free State, Honourable Mashori, for Northern Cape, Honourable Moemang, and for Eastern Cape, Honourable Hai.
Okay. Thank you so much. Please lower your hands, Honourable Members. Those who are voting against. Oh, let's deal with it. Okay, over to you, Ms. Solomon.
Okay, there is one against for Honourable Mamrahani. Are you raising your hand against? Okay, for this wonderful against for Western Cape Honourable Lonchi.
Okay. Those who are abstaining, please raise your hand. Those who are abstaining, please raise your hand. Solomon?
Okay, yes, the abstentions are captured as follows for KZN, Honorable Brabusis, and for Mpumalanga, Honorable Boshoff.
Okay, thank you so much. Please lower your hand, Honourable Members. Okay, we now, Honourable Members, will be voting for Clause 1. Those in favour of adoption of Clause 1, please raise your hand. Ms. Solomon.
Thank you, Chairperson. Those provinces that have voted in favour of Clause 1 with the proposed amendments are as follows. For Eastern Cape, Northern Cape, Northwest, Gauteng, Free State, Limpopo.
Thank you so much. Honourable Members, can you please lower your hands? Those who are voting against the adoption of Clause 1, please raise your hand.
Chair, against, we have the Western Cape.
Thank you so much. Those who are abstaining, please raise your hand. Those who are abstaining, please raise your hand.
Chair, abstentions are captured as follows for we've got Mpumalanga and KZN.
Thank you so much. Then we go to section or clause 2, section 3. Over to you, Advocate.
Thank you, Chair. Chair, the proposals on this clause 2. Mainly related to three aspects. The one is in respect of wording of a treaty, and mention was made of that protection should be granted based on nationality, place of first fixation, or simultaneous publication criteria. Now, we could not find this wording in the applicable treaties. It may be in a treaty that is not specifically applicable to performers, but also we need to keep in mind that it is not necessary to use the exact words of a treaty. as long as it is necessary, as long as the wording that is there complies with what the treaty requires, then that would be sufficient. And the specific wording that are given, in fact, has the word all, which means only one of those would be required in any event. And we have it as, I think our bill is on the first area where it was first fixed. The other proposal related to the use of equitable remuneration and whether that would be sufficient, and then also the role between equitable remuneration and exclusive rights, and whether rights are being taken away or not. Jay, if I may on that, all of those aspects actually just give over to the department, because a number of these things speak to policy, and of course on the treaty they will also be better able to speak. Thank you, Jay.
Thank you so much, Advocate. Thomas Sultan?
Thank you, Chair. On the point around Clause 2 and Section 3, we agree with the Advocate. The reference to the treaty was not clear. We could not find that provision, so we agree with that. And also, the right seems to be talking more to producers than to performers. And on the equitable remuneration, we think that in the broader scheme, in terms of ensuring that modes of remuneration are addressed, in the Performance Protection Amendment Bill, there has been consideration in terms of alignment with the treaties to allow for the equitable remuneration. So we think that it is an important aspect that has been considered in the bill as well. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Honourable members will then vote. Those who are in favour of the explanation by the department and the CLSO, please raise your hand. Solomon.
Thank you, Chair. Those who voted in favour for Free State, we've got Honourable Mashuri. For Gauteng, we've got Honourable Dango. For Northern Cape, we've got Honourable Moemang. For Northwest, we've got Honourable Landspan. From Limpopo, we've got Honourable Mambarahani. And for Eastern Cape, we've got Honourable Khai.
Thank you so much. Can we please lower our hands, Honourable Members? Thank you. Those voting against, please raise your hand.
Chair, against, we have Honourable Long for the Western Cape.
Thank you so much. Those who are abstaining, please raise your hand.
Chair, abstentions are captured as follows. For Melanco, Honourable Bashop, for KZN, Honourable Brothersif, and we note the abstention of Honourable Matabula.
Okay, thank you so much. Mr. Balja, can you move up? The next clause. Clause 3, Section 3A.
Chair, we still need to vote on Clause 2, Chair.
Oh, sorry. Thank you for keeping on reminding me. Honourable Kim? Oh, okay. Can we then go back to Clause 2, those who are voting in favour of Clause 2, please raise your hand.
May I proceed, Chair?
Yes, please.
Okay, Chair, those provinces that have voted in favour of Clause 2 without amendments are as follows: Gauteng, Northern Cape, Northwest, Free State, Eastern Cape, and Limpopo.
Thank you so much. Honourable members, please let's lower our hands. Those who are voting against the adoption of Clause 2, please raise your hand. voting against here. Okay.
Chair, against we have the Western Cape.
Thank you so much. Can you lower your hand, Honourable Lord, please? Thank you. Those are abstaining from vote. Those abstaining, please raise your hand.
Thank you, Chair and members. The abstentions are captured as follows. There's abstentions captured from KZN and Mpumalanga, and we note the abstention of Honourable Matabula.
Thank you so much. We then go to clause 3, section A. And section 3A and 3B. Over to you, Advocate.
Thank you, Jim. If you will allow me to first deal with section 3A, and then we can come back to section 3B. Jim, the main concern on section 3A is in respect of the ministerial, not discretion, but empowering the minister to prescribe certain standards for contracts. And in the document that you have, we've divided it into two, but they all actually still deal with the same thing, where there's a proposal for amendments in order to make it clear what the contract must deal with rather than have it prescribed by the minister. And the proposal that we have is that it's necessary, first of all, to have the minister prescribe certain aspects, simply because, again, as I said before, it deals with protection of vulnerable parties to the contract. The proposal that we do make is similar to the one before, and again, there is the option, the one referring still to contractual terms, and the other one referring to standard elements for a contract, and to then make sure that it's the rights or protection afforded by the Act and the Copyright Act that are being prescribed. So it can't be broader than what is in the Act. And that is then made very clear in the proposals that we have. So again, Chair, there's two options for the committee to decide on, rather than deleting that empowering provision and adding it somewhere else in the section. To say let's retain that empowering provision, but we make it very clear what it is that the minister can and cannot prescribe. That is the one aspect. I just want to go down because there's something else as well. There was also a concern about a reversion right and whether that should in fact be included. And just from our side to say, If the concern is that rights would be affected retrospectively, we can confirm that that is not the operation. It will be going forward. I think the department might also want to add to that. But like I said, the main things were the ministerial empowering provision in respect of regulations. And there we are proposing an amendment, and there's an option again for the committee to choose from between the terms being prescribed or elements of a contract being prescribed, and then of course to make sure that that's limited to what the Act provides, and then the reversion right. Okay, if I might just in that respect hand to the department to speak to that.
Thank you so much, DDG.
Thank you, Chair. The provisions are similar to the ones in the Copyright Amendment Bill in terms of the terms of contracts. It's also about protection of performers, ensuring that those who are contracting are aware of the minimum rights that affect them. And then on the reversion rights, it's the same as in the Copyright Amendment Bill, because it talks to the musical works in terms of the sound recordings. It's a similar right as in the copyright, and we recommend that it be retained in the bill. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Honourable members, we have to choose between the two. So are you saying is the blue one, the advocate, are similar to the blue ones that were in the copyright?
Yes, Jane. So the wording might be slightly different because it's now in a different section, but the intent remains. The one, both of them will refer to limiting it to rights from the Act, but of course, you know, add the Copyright Act to this as well. Because it's both performance protection and the Copyright Act that provide protection to performers. And then the one focuses on terms and the other one takes away even that word and simply refers to elements. And she, the one that was chosen in this Copyright Amendment Bill is the second option, the elements one. Because the two acts work together, unless there is compulsory reasons to go with the first one, I would recommend that we follow that example and go with the second one for that consistency between the two. Thank you, Jane.
Yeah, that's why I'm asking again so that there's no contradiction between the two. And I remember as we then go for the second one, agreed?
Agreed.
We then vote, honourable members, for section 3A. Those in favour of the proposal, please raise your hand. Proposed amendment.
Shall I proceed?
Yes, please.
Yes, Chair, those who have voted in favour for North West, Honourable Lansman, Gauteng, Honourable Dango, Limpopo, Honourable Mamelahani, for Northern Cape, Honourable Moemang, for Free State, Honourable Mashodi, and for Eastern Cape, Honourable Hani.
Thank you very much. Can we please lower hands, Honourable Members? Honourable Mashodi, please lower your hand. Thank you. Those voting against the amendments, your proposed amendments.
Chair, we have one from the Western Cape, Honourable Lant.
Thank you so much. Those who are abstaining, please raise your hands.
Chair, abstentions are captured as follows. Bukhaz Eden, Honourable Pratisek, Mpumalanga, Honourable Bashok, and we note the abstention of Honourable Matabola.
Thank you so much. Please lower your hand, honourable members. Debazia, can we go to section B, 3B, and hand over to advocate.
Thank you, Jay. In respect of section 3B, there's actually not really an amendment proposed to the Performance Protection Amendment Bill. It was, in fact, dealt with under the Copyright Amendment Bill, where the proposal was for Section 8A in the Copyright Amendment Bill to be deleted. But it was mentioned in the Performance Protection Mandate, and that's why we sought to include it here. But like I said, there's no proposal for an amendment to the Performance Protection Act, and the vote has already been taken on the Copyright Amendment Bill in respect of Section 8A. So I'm not sure that it's necessary to vote on these because it's not for this bill, but we did think it prudent to bring that to your attention, that these were included in the Performance Protection Amendment Bill mandates as well.
Okay, so it will automatically be in the Performance Protection Amendment Bill. Or not?
The concern, the request was to delete something in the Copyright Amendment. So the committee has already voted on that. So that's not something that will change now. It has already been voted on. Yes.
Yeah. No, I agree with you. Yeah. Okay. Thank you very much. Can you move up then, Mr. Bazia, to go to the next clause 4?
Chair, we still need to vote on clause 3.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Can we then vote, another members, vote 3, those in favor of adoption of vote. So I say vote 3. Clause 3. Okay. Solomon, you can go ahead.
Thank you, Chairperson.
Chair, those provinces that have voted in support of Clause C with the proposed amendments are as follows: Gauteng, Northern Cape, Free State, North West, Limpopo, and Eastern Cape.
Thank you so much. Can we please lower our hands, honourable members? Honourable Masodi, please lower your hand. Those who are voting against the adoption in Clause 3, please raise your hand.
Chair is one for the West Cape.
Thank you so much. Those who are abstaining, please raise your hand. Those who are abstaining, please raise your hand. Over to you, Ms. Matia.
There is two abstentions, from Mpumalanga and KZN.
Thank you so much. Please, the lower hand, now remember. Clause 4, Section 5, Advocate and DDG.
Thank you, Chairperson. Chair, the first couple of proposals are actually also suited more to the Copyright Amendment Bill because they deal with reporting requirements which are in the Copyright Amendment Bill, not in the Performance Protection. So there's no proposals here or rather there's no recommendations for amendments because it's not dealt with in this bill at all. There's also a proposal in respect of it's definitely all of the things are in the Copyright Amendment Bill, but there's also some proposals in respect of a one-size-fits-all approach on payment of royalties, but the Performance Protection Bill already distinguishes between remuneration and royalties. There was also a proposal in respect of, there was a concern in general about Section 5, but it wasn't clear what the concern was because the concerns that were raised did not speak to Section 5. All that Section 5 does is in fact just to change the word fixation to the new definition of audiovisual fixation, and it added equitable remuneration and use the correct wording to refer to the Copyright Act. So there's not a, also it added selling or renting out of an original or a copy, and that was not one of the concerns that were raised. So we would not recommend any amendments there either. There was also the issue of registration and the penalties, but the DGI can also speak to that, the penalties being a deterrent. And there was also a proposal to bring in this interplay with Section 8A in the Copyright Amendment Bill, but that is not necessary. The two will work together automatically, and the proposal that was made seemed to muddy the waters a little bit on how the two will work together. Then there was lastly also a concern about downgrading of performers' rights in respect of exclusive rights and remuneration rights. And I think that the department can speak to that. So, Chair, on this section, we do not recommend any amendments. The proposal are either in respect of the Copyright Amendment Bill, or it is not clear what the rationale would be for the objections that were raised because they did not apply to the section. And the rest the department will definitely speak to. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you so much, Advocate. DDG.
Thank you, Chair. In terms of the issues that were raised, mostly on this clause related to the audiovisual works and the reporting, I think the principle is the same, similar to what we indicated previously in terms of the works, the performances that are used without accountability in terms of ensuring that there is that remuneration to a performer. And on the point about the clubbing or downgrading of the rights, exclusive rights to remuneration rights, That is not the case. What has occurred in this provision is that certain rights, digital rights, were added in terms of the international treaties to ensure alignment. And we think that it's one area that may require further in terms of education and awareness in future in terms of those issues, because we think that the fact that we added digital rights does not, from our perspective, does not translate into them being remuneration rights. So we don't think that is the case. And overall, the point about the equitable remuneration and other forms of remuneration that has been addressed in this bill, especially to align with the treaty. So we think that most of the issues that are being raised have been attended to, and there are no amendments that are recommended. Thank you, Chair.
So much. So Section 5 is therefore retained in the performance protection that they understand.
Yes,
without
okay.
Yes.
Okay.
All right, thanks so much. Those in favor, please raise your hand. Ms. Padilla.
Thanks, Chair. Those in favour is captured as follows: for Eastern Cape, Honourable High; for Free State, Honourable Mashuri; for Limpopo, Honourable Mamrahani; for Gauteng, Honourable Dango; for North West, Honourable Landsman; and for Northern Cape, Honourable Moyman.
Thank you so much. Those who are voting against, please raise your hand. Can you drop your hand, honourable members, before we go to those who could attend? Honourable Dango? Okay.
Chair, thanks. We have for Western Cape, Honourable Lund.
Thank you so much. Those who are standing, please raise your hands. Those who are abstaining, please raise your hand. Okay, over to you.
Yes, Chair, the abstentions are captured as follows: for Gauteng, for Mpumalanga, and for Bashop, and for KZN, and for Blasius.
Thank you so much. Honourable members, can you please can we then vote on the clause 4? Honourable members, those in favour, please raise your hand. Ms. Madia.
Yes, thank you, Chairperson. Those provinces that have voted in favour of Clause 4 without amendments are as follows: Eastern Cape, Northern Cape, Gauteng, Free State, Limpopo, and North West.
Thank you so much. Can you please lower your hands, honourable members? Those who are voting against, please raise your hand.
Okay, against one is both on the Western Cape.
Okay. Please lower your hand, Honourable Lord. So, those who are abstaining, please raise your hands.
Three abstentions are captured as follows: in Mpumalanga and KZN.
Thank you very much. I think Honourable Teobula, I don't know whether she has been kicked out, so I don't see her. On the platform.
She actually messaged to say that she was making a statement in the house. So she mentioned something about the house, but I think she will be joining us. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Mr. Badia, can we move to the next clause? Oh, okay. Clause 5, honorable members, can we vote on clause 5? Those in favor, please raise your hand. Philemon.
Thank you, Chair. Chair, those provinces that have voted in support of Clause 5 without amendment are as follows. Northern Cape, Eastern Cape, Northwest, Free State, Limpopo, and Gauteng.
Thank you so much. Can you please lower your hands, honourable members? Thank you so much. Those who are voting against, please raise your hand. Those who are voting against adoption of Clause 5.
Chair, voting against Clause 5, we have the Western Cape.
Thank you so much. Please lower your hand, the Honourable Lawrence. Thank you. Those who abstain, those who are abstaining, please raise your hand. Thank you.
Chair, abstentions are captured as follows, Mpumalanga and KwaZulu-Natal.
Thank you so much. Please lower your hands, Honourable Members. We then go to Clause 6, Section 8D on regulations. Advocate, final member.
Okay, I think we now need to do Clause 5, as I'm not, I think we skipped one. So 4 is what we dealt with.
Sorry.
Clause 4. Hey, I got it wrong. Yeah. Clause, there's a clause 5 in between, G. That's the, where there's no amendments on. Am I wrong?
We've just voted. For Clause 5.
Oh, okay. So then Clause 6, apologies. Thank you, G. Where are we going now? There we are. 18.
Okay.
Gee, this is the same situation as before in respect of the minister's empowering provision in respect of prescribing for contractual terms. So what we have is again the same proposal that they, instead of deleting this, because it is something that is very important for the vulnerable parties to a contract, that there's rather an amendment to make it clear that the rights that may be prescribed to be included are those that are in the Performance Protection Act and the Copyright Act, and then there's again an option. Mr. Bailey, if you can go a little bit down so the members can just see both of the options. Yes, thank you. So again, if the one refers to terms and the other one to elements, and then on the same argument for consistency, I would recommend the second one be retained. And geez, that's the proposals on this clause. They all deal with the ministerial power to prescribe in respect of contracts. I don't know if the department might want to add something to that. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you so much. EG?
Thank you, Chair. I think Advocate has already addressed the matters, and the issues around the minimum contract have been extensively discussed in the platform. Thank you.
Thank you so much. And our members as well explained that for consistency, we'll go for when we vote for or against, we will consider the second option. Who's in favor, please raise your hand. Mr. Solomon.
Yes, G. Those in favour for Gauteng, Honourable Dango, for Eastern Cape, Honourable Hai, for Northern Cape, Honourable Mwemang, for Free State, Honourable Mashori, for North West, Honourable Landsman, and for Limpopo, Honourable Mwemirahani.
Thank you so much. Please lower our hands, Honourable Members. Thank you. Those voting against?
Voting against, Chair, we have for Western Cape, Honourable Lund.
Thank you so much. If you can please lower your hand, Honourable Lund. Those are abstaining. Please raise your hands, those who are abstaining. Thank you.
Thanks, Chair. For abstaining for Mpumalanga, we have Honourable Bashoff, and for KZN, we've got Honourable Kratisev.
Thank you so much. Please lower your hands, Honourable Members. Honourable Members, we now vote for on Clause 6. Those in favour of adopting Clause 6, please raise your hand.
Chair, may I proceed, Chair?
Yes, please.
Yes, Chair. Those provinces that have voted in favour of Clause 6 with the proposed amendments are as follows. Gauteng, Northern Cape, Eastern Cape, Free State, Limpopo, and North West.
Thank you so much. Please, Honourable Members, lower your hand. Those voting against, please raise your hand.
Voting against, we have the Western Cape.
Okay. Those abstaining, please raise your hand. Thank you.
Okay. Thanks, Chair. Abstaining, we have Mpumalanga and KZN.
Okay. Thank you so much. Please lower your hand, Honourable Chim. Mr. Kalia, can you move up, please? Advocate and matters dealt in the copy.
Thank you, Chief. Chief, what we have presented up to now are the last proposals to this specific bill, to the clauses in this bill. So there's still clauses 7 to 11 for the committee to vote on, but what remains is matters that have already, it's related to the Copyright Amendment Bill, for instance, relating to collecting societies, which is dealt with in copyright, in relation to digital rights, that's in the Copyright Amendment Bill. Section 6A is a Copyright Amendment Bill section, the same with 8A and 12A, 12A to D, 22A. So all of these that are listed here are actually are matters that found their way into performance protection mandates, but they relate to the Copyright Amendment Bill, and they were in fact dealt with there. And then, Jay, the remainder would be new matters. So I don't know if the same decision will be taken in respect of that as was taken in the Copyright Amendment Bill, where the committee decided not to consider new matters now. So then what remains, Chief, just voting on clauses 7 to 11 where there were no proposals for amendments.
Chair, let's agree with the legal advice on that matter.
Okay. I'm just trying to check, to understand, actually. And our matter is dealt with in the Copyright Amendment Bill. All collecting society must first be that that's Free State and so on. And then the on the response side, it says no amendments to the performance protection amendment bill required must be dealt with in the Copyright Amendment Bill. So I think we vote on that, on all of them, where you say no amendments.
I'm not sure that it is necessary to vote on these, Chair, because they're not in respect of the correct bill. So I think they incorrectly found their way into the performance protection mandate, but they don't relate to this bill at all.
So they're similar to the new matters, not currently in the bill.
Yes, okay. They're not in this bill. Yeah, but what I can say to the committee is that they were dealt with when we did the Copyright Amendment Bill. They were duplicated in both. Yeah.
I'm with you. Okay. All right. The previous clause, did we vote for it?
Yes, Chair, we voted on Clause 7. Now we need to go to Clause... we voted on Clause 6. My apologies. Now we need to vote on Clause 7. Clause 7 through to clauses 11, and then obviously 11. The cover page. Yeah, so 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, and then the cover page too.
Okay, thank you so much. So the next one is clause 7. Remember those who adopt clause 7, please raise your hands in support of clause 7.
Is it up to 11, Chair?
Yes, up to 11. But one by one, yes.
Chair, may I proceed?
Yes, please.
Okay, Chair, of those provinces that have voted in support of Clause 7 without amendments are as follows: Gauteng, Free State, Eastern Cape, Limpopo, Northwest, and Northern Cape.
Thank you so much. Can we please lower our hands, honourable members? Honourable Mamarakhane, Honourable Mosodi, please lower your hands. Thank you so much. Those who vote against adoption of Clause 7, please raise your hand.
Chair, voting against, we have to respect.
Thank you so much. Honourable Lund, if you can lower your hand, please. If you may lower your hand, please. Those who are abstaining, please there raise your hands. Over to you, Ms. Solomon.
Yes, Chair. For abstaining, we have Kumalanga, KZN, and we note the abstention of Honorable Matavula.
Thank you so much. Can lower your hand there, Honorable Matavula? Thank you so much. We now move to Clause 8. Those in favor of adopting Clause 8, please raise your hand. Adoption of Clause 8. Ms. Solomon.
Thank you, Chair. Those provinces that have voted in favor of Clause 8 without amendments are as follows: Eastern Cape, Limpopo, Gauteng, Northwest, and Northern Cape.
Okay. Please lower your hands, honorable members. Mr. Balia, can you please, in the meantime, take off this one and put the bill itself? Remind me, we just finished those were in favor.
In favor. Now we need to go to those against Clause 8, please.
Okay. Oh, those who are against, those who vote against Clause 8, please raise your hands.
Chair, voting against Clause 8, we have the Western Cape.
Thank you. Those who are abstaining, please raise your hand. Honorable Lund, if you can lower your hand, please. Those who are abstaining.
Thank you, Chair. Abstaining, we've captured Mpumalanga and KwaZulu-Natal, and we note the abstention of Honorable Matavula.
Okay. Please lower your hand, honorable members. Honorable Dr. Seth. We go to Clause 9. Those in favor of adopting Clause 9, please raise your hand. In favor of adopting Clause 9, please raise your hand. Yes, Madia.
Yes, Chair, those provinces that have voted in favor of Clause 9 without amendments are as follows: Northwest, Eastern Cape, Gauteng, Free State, Northern Cape, and Limpopo.
Thank you so much. Please lower your hands, honorable members. Those who are voting against adoption of Clause 9, please raise your hand.
Chair, voting against, we have the Western Cape.
Thank you so much. The abstaining, please raise your hand. Those abstaining, please raise your hand.
Thanks, Chair. Abstentions, we have abstentions from Mpumalanga, KZN, and we note the abstention of Honorable Matavola.
And just so much, please lower your hands, the number of members. Honorable Matavola. Thank you. We go to close the tab, correct?
Correct, Chair.
Okay, those in favor of adoption of the clause 10, please raise your hands. Ms. Madia?
Yes, Chair. Voting in favor of clause 10 without amendments are as follows: Gauteng, Limpopo, Free State, Eastern Cape, Northwest, and Northern Cape.
Thank you so much. Please lower your hands, honorable members. You, those who voted against the adoption of a clause 10, please raise your hand.
Okay, we have one again, one province against, it's the Western Cape.
Thank you so much. Honorable Lund, if you can lower your hand, please. Those abstaining, please raise your hands. Those abstaining, please raise your hands. Okay.
Chair, the abstentions are as follows: Mpumalanga, KZN, and we note the abstention of Honorable Matavola.
Thank you so much. Honorable Matavola, please lower your hand. Last clause, clause 11. Those in favor of adoption of clause 11, please raise your hand. Also, Honorable Landsman on the platform. Honorable Landsman?
Yeah, please.
Yes, Chair.
Yes, okay. Chair. Thank you, Chair. And may I proceed, Chair?
Yes, please.
Okay, Chair, those provinces that have voted in favor of Clause 11 without amendments are as follows: Eastern Cape, Gauteng, Northern Cape, Free State. Sorry, my apologies, I'm starting over. Those provinces that have voted in favor of Clause 11 without amendments are as follows: Eastern Cape, Gauteng, Northern Cape, Free State, Limpopo, and Northwest.
Yeah, thank you so much. Can we please lower our hands, honorable members? Those who vote against the adoption of clause 11?
Chair, there's one from, yes, Chair, thank you, there's one from the Western Cape.
Okay, those are abstaining. Please raise your hands.
Chair, the abstentions have been recorded as follows: Mpumalanga, KZN, and we note the abstention of Honorable Matavola.
Thank you so much. Please lower your hand, Honorable Members. And then we go to the cover page. Correct?
Correct, Chair.
Those who vote in favor of adoption or acceptance of the cover page, please raise your hand.
Okay, thank you, Chief. Those provinces that have voted in favor of the cover page as follows: Northwest, Eastern Cape, Gauteng, Northern Cape, Free State, and Popo.
Thank you so much. Our members, please lower your hands. Okay. much. Those voting against the sentence of the cover page.
Chair, we have, thank you, Chair. We have one, the Western Cape.
Thank you so much. Those who are abstaining, please raise your hands. Those who are abstaining, please raise your hands.
Okay, thank you, Chair. Abstentions have been recorded as follows. Mpumalanga, KZN, and we note the abstention of Honorable Matabula.
So much. Is the lower hand, Honorable Members. Thank you very much. I think we've dealt with the two bills, Honorable Members. Earlier on, then we discussed the issue of the minutes. I don't know, Ms. Madia can indicate if they've been circulated. I understand that honorable members wanted some time to consider them.
Chairperson, maybe
yes.
We can slide them, if we can slide them page by page and then agree them or disagree them.
What is the view of other members?
Jefferson, we were busy here now, so I do hope that we'll get an opportunity to act to go through it and also taking into consideration the feedback that we got, that there were some errors now obviously made in, or appear to be some errors made in the voting previously. So nothing prevents us. We'll get this minutes from today at the next meeting as well, and then we can all handle it together.
So you suggest that we get them circulated first and consider them at a later date? Is that what you're saying there?
Yes, Jay, that's the proposal.
Okay. Can you get the views of our members that we get them situated and consider them and then consider them at a future date?
Chairperson, if I may, I support that. I think given the importance of the votes and the importance that we do this correctly, I would support that. Thank you.
Yeah. Other views? Honourable Members, so Honourable Moimang and Honourable Matibula.
Sir President, I think I don't think the Ambassador will have any challenge with that, but we've gone through the minutes because they're only circulated today, so we have an opportunity to go through the minutes and adopt them in the next meeting. Thank you, Chair.
Honorable Matimula, followed by Honorable Poshoff.
Thank you very much, Chairperson. I support as well that we must get the minutes and go through it, and then we discuss it in the next meeting. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you so much. Honorable Poshoff.
Thank you very much, Chair. I support Honorable Lund's proposal. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Honourable Members, there was earlier a proposal of Friday. Is there any other date that we in mind? So that, well, this week is the last week, and that means if there is any date, it will be during the constituency period, and we have to then also make application for that. Is there any other date that will be before the 25th? Because then the 25th will be considering the East. Terms of the legislative program. Honorable Matabula and the Honorable Dams and the Honorable Mark. Honorable, Honorable Dango.
Yeah, Chairperson, I think on Friday, Grace has sent through a message that on Friday morning she would like to deal with that other matter of the international tour. If we don't do that on Friday, I think the fact that the if we're going to get visas is going to then become a challenge. So I think bear that in mind. Also bear in mind what is the legislative program that we need to deal with. And if we need to come back, we will be away during the recess in any case. When are we going to come back to deal with what is the legislative program? Thank you.
Okay. Can I suggest, Honourable Member, that you pass on the WhatsApp group, we schedule maybe three dates to choose from. And then if the number of people are confirming, there's maybe a common date out of the three, and then we then make application. We confirm that date to members, and then we also make application to the House Chairperson and the Chief Whip. Can we, what's your view on that, Honourable Members? Honourable Member?
I'm also on the same view that Honourable Dango has outlined. Let's deal with the visa matter on Friday,
yes.
And then take into consideration issues that were also raised at the beginning of the meeting around other members' concern. Let's follow the programs of the committee. Even in terms of the committee, we had anticipated that we'll deal with the matter in the third term. Let's then deal with that so that we must not create any other loophole again to find ourselves with our back against the wall. Thank you, Chair.
No, I just wanted to check whether we said we agree that we'll have another meeting to consider the minutes, but then I raised the point that this is the last week, but also Friday already, we can't have a meeting on Friday because of these visa processes. So it means therefore we'll have to get another date before the date of the 25th that will be considering the yield. And therefore I'm suggesting that perhaps we will schedule maybe 3 days which will be after the trip for members to consider. I just wondered if there's a buy-in on that suggestion.
I'm with you on that, Chair.
Okay. Any review? Okay. Any contra-review? Okay. I think then we all agree that we will stipulate a date for the adoption of minutes. And then we reflect on the bill itself, the two bills that we dealt with, if there were any mistakes that were done before we consider the bill listed. Thank you so much, Honourable Members. Anything, Ms. Solomon? Anything else?
Chair, like you said, we will be discussion in the meeting, chatting in terms of our next meeting, but in terms of our next approved meeting, as you indicated, it is on the 21st of July during DCS, and it is virtual.
Okay. So, Honourable Members, we'll take the opportunity because we have not been able to adopt any yet because of the time constraints. We'll use that meeting to also adopt other meetings, but most of them are also related to this legislative process. Except the APPs that we had with there. I think it will only be those APP minutes that relate to the APPs of the department that we met with, and the rest will be minutes that are related to the bills that we will be dealing with. If there is nothing else, Honourable Members, from your side, any comments from anyone, members, advocate,
DDG. Thank you, Chair, for chairing the meeting. Very professional and good. Much appreciated.
Thank you so much. DDG, any
Chairperson, I think you should also just thank the staff who has been very vigilant and who have been working very hard on these matters. Thank you very much.
All right. I'll just getting comments from DDG, also from Advocate Fanamebe and Advocate Samara.
Thank you, Chair and Honourable Members. From the DTIC side, it's just to say thank you for the opportunity to be part of this process, and also for the proceedings and all the discussions that took place up to this point. Just to note the processes and to say thank you on behalf of the Minister, the Deputy Ministers, and the colleagues who are involved in this process. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Chair. There's nothing from my side, but just to say I hope you guys enjoy your trip and that it is very successful. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Advocate Samara.
Thank you, Chair. Nothing from my side.
Okay, thank you so much. And I remember if there are no comments from your side, let me take this opportunity to thank you for attending this meeting. It was also a learning curve. We also thank the committee staff for all the assistance they were giving to us as members. We know we still continue with the process. We have not concluded it yet, but we also thank you very much. We thank the Advocate Van Meijer, Advocate Shamar. I also thank the department, DDG, and the team, the staff of Parliament, our stakeholders who have been making submissions. We also thank our honorable members from the provinces who have been part of this process. We thank you very much, the honorable MPLs, and also the staff of the legislature who are with us, and also the PLOs of the NCOP. We thank you very much for what you continued to support. Thank you so much. When I remember, if there's nothing else, I will attend the meeting. Thank you very much. The meeting is adjourned. Thank you. And, goodbye.
Recording stopped.
Bye-bye.